It was every bit of 70-30, man. I've never seen so much red just take over a stadium. Yeah, you were watching on TV. Like, did it come across that way on TV as well?
Yes.
Because, man, it was insane. The parking lot was full of Chiefs fans tailgating as much as they tailgate in Vegas. You know, it's obviously a different degree. But the people that were tailgating were all Chiefs fans. I mean, it just must have been amazing if you're not only fans, but if you're Clark Hunt and you're watching and you're at the game and you're seeing that your fan base is just taking over your opponent's stadium. I know that the Steelers fans did something similar a few weeks ago out there, but I've never seen anything like that. A home game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
They had the home team had multiple false start penalties called against them. The team in their own building had to go to a silent count at one point, Gold. So, yes, it was and of course they lost, and they did it in embarrassing fashion. There was like 35 seconds where the Raiders had a glimmer of hope, and then what happened? They lost yardage on three consecutive plays and then failed to convert on fourth down for the single biggest drive on defense the entire year. The massive goal line stand from Spags and company. One of the single biggest moments of the year, but certainly on defense, they had a chance. The door got cracked open. And look, I told you last two interceptions, or the interceptions last week, I kind of excused away from Mahomes. That one's more on him. You cannot stand back there in the back of the end zone that long, typically, okay? Ball's got to get out a little bit sooner than that. I understand he's kind of unlucky to have his arm tipped.
I think he was frustrated. He let the frustration from the player two before that and where things were starting to trend lead to that. But you said it. I mean, that not only in game.
He's trying to uncork that ball.
But that defensive swing and the reason why we're sitting here with this football team being 7-0, I think that goal line stand is so fitting for this entire season. Now, we haven't seen a stand like that where the Raiders end up getting -5 yards and Antonio Pierce still can't figure out when to be aggressive and when not to be aggressive as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, and it came back to get him again. And ultimately, then the Raiders raidered and the Chiefs comfortably won this football game. But that was a huge pivot point for that game. If not, who knows? Maybe we're talking about the Chiefs having to have a late drive and Butker needing a field goal late in the game instead of this being a pretty comfortable win when it was all said and done out there in Vegas. But the defensive stand like that, we've seen them come up with big time plays. You know, prior to that, the other one that would come to mind would be the Falcons game, right? Where Nick Bolton on the fourth down just came right through the line of scrimmage and shut down Bijan Robinson on that play. That was the one prior to this where I was like, okay, they've made a stop like that. But to get backed up inside your own five and have four straight plays where they go backwards 5 yards was as impressive as it gets. But you don't expect that, but you expect this defense now to come up with the big stops. Like nothing, this defense can be put in bad spot after bad spot.
Doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter, man. And they were shorthanded, or maybe it's the reality now, but well, the secondary was dealing with no Jalen Watson. We already knew that, but then they also had Nazi Johnson had a concussion yesterday. And so Roland Wallace and Josh Williams, who had a rough go at times yesterday, like they were still trying to piecemeal that thing together a little bit in the secondary. And yet it didn't matter because the mainstays stepped up.
Well, the problem is they're the number one run defense in the NFL. So getting down into those spots where you're near the line of scrimmage, the reason why the Chiefs keep winning is because Chris Jones and Turk Wharton combined on an interior defensive line is ruining anyone's plan to try to get a yard, 2 yards, 3 yards down there. And if you go back through, because this is the whole thing, the most recent one I saw, Mike Greenberg this morning, we've talked about this. People aren't going to talk about the Chiefs right now because they're not interesting to them. They need teams who are bad. The interesting teams are the Cowboys stink, the Jets. Bengals stink, the Jets stink. They want to talk more about these teams who have failed and come up empty than they do the Chiefs, who have continued to win during that stretch. But the truth is that because of the way they play run defense, Mike Greenberg was more saying, Derrick Henry should be the MVP. I'm like, I don't think so. I mean, he's been great. He's done really well this season. He's won a lot of games for Baltimore, helped them win a lot of games. Do I fear Derrick Henry in a playoff game? If you're Kansas City, hell no. They got the best run defense in the NFL. This has stood out all season long, obviously, because of how good they've been defensively. But yesterday was, I don't know, like their piece de resistance. It's like, I understand Gardner Minshew got him, bullied him a couple of times. You know, like, oh, he got the opening drive touchdown, like happened earlier.
He was
8
for 8 out of the gate.
Yeah. Okay, kudos, right? When you had to get 1 yard, you lost five over three plays. The Chiefs got the turnovers. They sacked Gardner Minshew five times. Like, he beat the blitz a couple times. You know, he did a nice job. A couple times, he made some good throws up against the blitz. And they still only got to 20, which is a garbage time touchdown with, like, 2 minutes to play, Chiefs were practically playing prevent.
Yeah, they made that essentially exactly. I mean, they were way off in that moment as well. I mean, it's oversimplifying sometimes, but we saw exactly why the Chiefs are a team that's trending to win another Super Bowl, and we saw why the Raiders are the Raiders, right? And an organization that is going to have a top five draft pick in all reality at the end of this season, and who knows what their future holds. An organization that has struggled time and time again. And yesterday, even in those moments where they did have a chance to make things really interesting, the Raiders still are always going to Raider. And in that building, yeah, the Chiefs have owned them. They have dominated them. That building has been very, very friendly to the Kansas City Chiefs. And we know that the Raiders haven't won anything in that building. And when there was all the discussion that we had last week about the last time the Raiders played, and of course, won on Christmas Day, all of that, you know, the Chiefs were complete opposite. They were sharp from the get-go in this game. They were not flat or anything like we saw in the Christmas Day game. All of that did not come back up or anything. The Raiders, to their credit, for the first drive or so, they were sharp. And then after that, Kansas City settled in defensively. That is the same old story with this defense. I mean, it's amazing.
I do not care if they start poor.
The first 15 plays on defense, yeah, you might get them. First 15 plays, you might get them. You're going to move the ball. You better hope you score, though. But you're going to move the ball. After that, Chiefs are going to settle in. They're going to adjust. It's what Spags does every single game. And then you better be ready to adjust after that. If not, you're going to really struggle to score. And that's what it is. I think it was Matt McMullen maybe put out the stat. What, 27 straight now? Games, yep, holding opponents 20 or less.
Which is the longest streak since the Ravens in the early 2000s. So, yes, it stands out as being one of the single greatest performances we've seen, certainly. But also, like, it's not just, it's who they choose to stop. I know some of this is because the Chiefs were essentially just having, like, 19 and 13 play drives and moving the ball with what I would call ruthless efficiency for huge chunks of the game, where they've always, all season, no matter the scoring or whatever, they can move the football. A sign of a good offense, by the way. They can move the ball from the 20 to the 20. Every game, all year long. Their question has always been, and will continue to be at this point,
they've been
better.
The last two games combined, actually not a problem in the red zone.
So they're now ninth in the NFL in scoring, which is higher than they were a couple of weeks ago when they were 14th or 15th. So they've climbed up back to respectability, at least on that end, for at least what we're used to in the Chiefs. But it's who they choose to shut down. Brock Bowers looked every bit of like a star. That back shoulder pass where he got a very tough contested catch against Trent McDuffie. McDuffie himself being on Brock Bowers speaks to the level of weapon that they think that he is. He looked like he was in for another 8-catch, 100-yard game, just like he's done to
as advertised,
five teams this year. He didn't make a catch for 2.5 quarters. He went 10-minute mark of the second quarter and did not make another grab until that garbage time drive in the fourth quarter with less than 3 minutes. They took a man away for 2.5 quarters. Like, Spags got into the old means. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I see what he does now. Got it. Like, got it. No problems. And then just moved on.
Yeah, they have no other weapons on offense, you know. So when you're able to key on him, and we already acknowledge the rushing defense for this football team. Yeah, Brock Bowers was really impressive just early on in that game because Trent McDuffie was right on him, as you pointed out, and it didn't matter. He still made a catch. Brock Bowers, long-term, if they, you know, stuff, more long-term future problems, you know, if they ever get a quarterback kind of stuff, you know, he could be a problem for a decade or something, but it's the Raiders. They don't have the right head coach. They don't have the quarterback. There's so many things. They're so far away from being a real problem in this division.